Over 2,000 years ago, Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." Now all of Egypt is making the same demand as protesters in the streets prepare for tomorrow's day of departure. Like last time, Pharaoh, in this case Mubarak, isn't cooperating peacefully, bringing a plague of problems to what used to be his country. Street battles in Alexandria, Egypt, were allegedly started by undercover cops. Sniper fire has been reported in Cairo, again from pro-regime elements. Mubarak has appointed his former military intelligence chief Suleiman to be his vice president, a man notorious for these kind of measures in the past, and for participation in the U.S.'s extraordinary rendition program, according to Al Jazeera.
Holy Moses met the Pharaoh. Yeah, he tried to set him straight. Looked him in the eye. Let my people go.
No amount of regime terrorism has worked. Not the three people killed and nearly 700 wounded in yesterday's battles, nor the reported five people killed overnight. CNN, the BBC, Al Jazeera, and the Washington Post have all had reporters assaulted and equipment stolen by pro-Mubarak forces. Al Jazeera speaks of occupied Cairo. Yet, the curfew is again being ignored tonight. As you are hearing this, it is now early a.m. of February 4th, the day of departure, and after yet another day of massive protests and street battles, people are preparing for the fight. Everybody knows it's coming. Here's Al Jazeera's report as of about 8 p.m. Cairo time, as protesters stand up to artillery fire from tanks and prepare for the coming fight tomorrow.
Sorry, to the north. And it was firing warning shots. It was firing shells approximately once every 30 seconds. But now the demonstrators are in Tahrir Square, in that street alongside the Egyptian Museum, which has kind of become an extension of Tahrir Square. And at the moment, the chant is very simple. They are simply chanting repeatedly the name of God.
It's striking how warlike the language is coming from everyone in Cairo, not just our correspondents, but everyone we're speaking to, the protesters themselves, witnesses, you know, we have battles, reinforcements, barricades, frontline, retrenching, stronghold. Are they gearing up for a final push? There you go, there's another example of military-like language. But what happens next in all of this, even though things are quieting down now?
A number of times in recent days, I have had a sense of a lull before a storm. I think this is what we are witnessing now. We are witnessing the lull before the storm. The opposition has already labelled this coming Friday as the day of departure, a deadline which they've given themselves, a deadline which they've given Hosni Mubarak, a deadline in a way which they've given the army too, for the departure of Mubarak. They've called for demonstrators to march to the presidential palace. The authorities in response have actually declared a 24-hour curfew. They're telling people to stay off the streets for the whole of Friday. Well, we've seen just to what extent curfews are respected, and they're not respected. The main logistical problem, I would suggest, facing the anti-government demonstrators, if they decide to go ahead with that plan to march towards the palace, is that they will be spreading themselves very thinly.
In other words, the day of decision could be exactly that. As protesters march on Mubarak's palace, they will have to leave the square more lightly defended. If the big push tomorrow fails and the enemy retakes the square, things are going to get really nasty, could lead to a long-term insurgency. Already, Mubarak's thugs have been throwing firebombs at protesters not wearing fireproof armor, been firing sniper rounds. The military has fired warning shots from their tanks, trying to limit the violence. Now is the time for all the people of Earth to stand with the people of Egypt as they put their bodies on the line for democracy and the overthrow of dictatorship.